All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Big Timers Podcast. And I got to admit, like, I've been having a bunch of big timers on, but I don't really explain how much of a big timer they are. I'll just say we got so-and-so on, and I don't really rattle out the accomplishments. So my guest today is going to get the full rundown. I'm just going to list them off the top just so people know. Like, when I say I got a big timer on, I got a big timer on. I got a Miss Basketball, Gatorade Player of the Year, 2,000-point club, multiple-time state champion, even managed to throw valedictorian in there. So somehow found time to throw that in there as well. We got Colleen Bouchard joining us today on Big Time Hoops, the podcast. Colleen, how are you?
Good, how are you?
It's not a bad resume. And I only rattled off like half of it. I'll get into it some more later on. But I was shocked with the valedictorian thing. Like, when did you find time to throw that in?
I've always been a hard worker. I feel like school is just as important as sports. So just give it my all, just like basketball.
And it turned out well. Like I said, there's more to the resume. I'm going to get into it as we kind of go through and kind of tell the story. But it's long. It's like I got it up right on my phone. It's like it's a full page. There's a lot of stuff in there. But known for your time at Holton, but down at Bentley, or you should be at Bentley right now, but COVID got in the way, right? So you're currently home with the new family home in Kennebunk, but returning back to school next week, right?
Yep. Finally get to go back.
What's this year been like? I mean, it must just be just all over the place in terms of emotions and hoping there's going to be a season, not going to be a season, going back to school, being at home. Like, what's it been like for you?
Yeah, it's been tough. When we went back to school initially, we had to get tested. We get tested once a week at school. And we actually were only allowed to do workouts outside for a couple months at the beginning of the year. Mm-hmm. So we were on the turf, like, a lot of the time. I'm like, we're playing basketball, but we weren't allowed to. We weren't allowed to go in the gym. And then when we finally got into the gym, like, we were unsure if we were going to have a season or not. But we started doing basketball workouts, which was nice. But then eventually our season got canceled. So that stunk, but...
Yeah. So, like, leading up to going back to school in the fall, like, what was the plan? Was the plan to have a full season, non-conference and conference play? Like, what were you guys anticipating whenever you arrived at campus in the fall?
Yeah. So they pushed the decision for the season back to the beginning of January of this year. So we knew, like, up going in that we weren't going to start like normal November games. So we just kind of practiced the whole time. So we practiced for longer than we ever would.
Yeah.
We seriously have been practicing. We went from August right till like mid-December until we went home for Christmas. And then we haven't been back since. But we didn't find out until right before Christmas.
That's a terrible Christmas gift. It's a terrible Christmas gift right there. And you mentioned how you were just like practicing against each other, right? And I've asked some other people this question because, like, normally you have like a month or whatever preseason, then you start playing games. So you're just kind of going against each other for a little bit. But even like that, even during a normal season, you get tired of like practicing against your teammates. You want to play like against some actual teams. Did anyone almost come close to fighting? Like, were you getting tired of just practicing against the same people every day? Were you guys just ready to see somebody else?
I mean, kind of, but I think at the same time, like, we thought of it in a bigger picture. Like, we're lucky that we're here and we're even playing and to begin with. So I think we tried to keep a positive mindset, even though it got tough at times.
Yeah, so how do you keep a positive mindset now? Because you know that there's no basketball for the rest of the year. So you got a whole semester to go with no hoops. And it's probably the first time in your life, right? Where you just a whole winter with no basketball. Like, how do you maintain a positive mind frame right now? Like, knowing that there's no basketball this year.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't played an organized basketball game in almost a whole year. So it's a little tough. I mean, with injuries and stuff, I've had a hard time, but I think a lot of us realize like the severity of what's going on. So I think overall you just gotta be thankful that you're healthy and can spend time with friends on campus in a safe environment. So I mean, that's kind of how you keep a positive mindset.
What have you done in the meantime? Have you picked up any new hobbies? Like, what are you doing to pass the time? I'm gonna keep saying right now.
Over the summer when we were all in quarantine, I actually started reading a lot of books. I also started making like crafts and stuff. My mom and I enjoy making little like signs and stuff. And ever since we moved down to Southern Maine, spent a lot of time outside because the weather's so much nicer. Like, we don't even have snow here. I'm used to huge snowbanks up in Holton, Maine. So enjoying the nice weather and spending time outside.
So you mentioned Holton. I want to go back. I want to find out how we got from Holton to Bentley here. So we're going to go back because there's a lot to it. There's a lot of success. Like I said, the resume's packed. So we're going to go back. So It's in Holton. Born and raised, right? That's the hometown right there.
That's hometown. Yep. Born and raised.
And born into a basketball family, right?
Yep. Big basketball family. Lots of gold balls.
So go ahead and give us the breakdown. What's the family legacy here with basketball? What kind of household were you born into, for those that don't know?
Started off with my grandfather, my mom's father. He went to UMaine, played at Ellsworth High, gold ball, all that, UMaine. He's a legend. He's in the Maine Basketball Hall of Fame. Go down to my mom and my dad. My mom won 2 gold balls in Holton. My dad didn't win any playing, but he won 1 coaching in Hodgson, town over from Holton. And my brother won a gold ball in basketball and soccer. And then I won 2 in basketball and 1 in soccer. So a lot of gold.
A lot of gold in that family. A lot of gold in that family. So I'm guessing, was basketball something that you just naturally gravitated towards? Did you like it, or was it just kind of thrust upon you because of the history with it?
Oh, no, I like it. I mean, it's always been fun ever since we've been growing up. Like, I've always gone to my dad's men's leagues games and watching my brother play. Ever since I've grown up, I've always wanted to be out there and doing exactly what he did. So.
And then you grew up in a great basketball town, right? Like, I'm excited for this episode because we get to talk county hoops. Like, I love county hoops. I'm a county boy. So, and Holton, you're the first person from Holton I have on. So, Holton basketball, what's it all about? For those that don't know about Holton basketball, what's that community like? What's that basketball tradition like? Give us the Holton rundown.
Yeah, I mean, growing up, you know what a Roosic Youth Basketball League is, right? AYBL League, okay. So growing up, like, we all play together since we were third, some of us second grade. The grade you're supposed to start in is third grade, but a lot of us started in second grade, playing all the way up, middle school, high school. I mean, we've been together for a long time. And right from the beginning, I mean, a lot of us were winning. So by the time a couple of grades ahead of me, and then finally my grade got up there, I mean, we knew we were going to be good, and we knew we had high expectations. So there definitely was a basketball tradition that started when we were younger.
Yeah, and then even before that, right? So Holton's just always, like, the boys' program's been good, the girls' program's been good. I'm guessing you went to games growing up. Like, who were some of those girls that came up before you that,
yeah,
you're like, oh, man, I can't wait to hit the floor and do that?
Yeah, I mean, growing up, we were close family friends with the Sandersons. So I always used to watch Vanessa Sanderson growing up. There's a video of me on YouTube freaking out to her scoring 1,000 points. So yeah, I mean, my dad was a principal at the school, so like, we'd always go to all the games, and I watched them a lot. We went to all the tournament games. I grew up in the Bangor Auditorium, so I mean, I'm a big basketball person.
I'm guessing eventually down the road you became friends with a lot of people that are from the county, but growing up, like, there's some rivalries up there. So who were some of the schools when they came to town? You're like, oh man, we gotta beat these girls tonight. Like, who as a spectator, like, so before you got to high school, right, when you were going to watch the games, like, what were some of the big games you look forward to watching in terms of rivalries and towns that would come into Holton?
Yeah, I mean, even though when I was younger watching, Prescott was so good, like, yeah, there wasn't even much competition, I still felt like there was kind of a rivalry there. And as I came in, I mean, there was a huge rivalry. Oh my gosh, can't say the word. yeah, I mean, that's one of the biggest ones. We compete with them every single time we play.
So I want to know what Marty had you guys on as kids, because both you and your brother, I feel like you came into high school like just physically ready, like dominant and posing figures as freshmen. So what's the Marty plan? What did Marty have you guys up to prior to getting to high school that just had you like physically ready to go once you got there?
I don't know. I think we might have just been blessed with some really good genetics, because there wasn't necessarily anything that we particularly did. I mean, we were lucky growing up. He was a principal, so we could get into the gym whenever we wanted to. So, I mean, that helped a lot. But I think more of it is like our fundamental and our IQs, because growing up, he coached us nonstop. And I mean, he taught us everything we know. Like, I feel like we think the game differently, and that's kind of what's been different with us.
Okay, yeah, it paid off because you came in and had success right off the bat. Whenever it finally became your time to play Holton High School basketball, like, what were you most excited about? Was it just playing in general? Was it matching up against certain teams, maybe matching up against some players from around the county? Like, what were you looking forward to most when you got there as a freshman?
Yeah, I just think the atmosphere at Alumni Gymnasium in Holton is one of the coolest things ever with the band playing. So I looked forward to just running out to the piece of paper and the band roaring. I mean, we lost my very first game, believe it or not.
Really?
In high school. Yep, very first game lost. But it was exciting to come out with the band playing. That we always get big crowds, so it's really exciting to play in front of.
Yeah, and you know, usually whenever I ask people from the county, like best venue in the county, like what's the best gym? It's usually one of three. It's either like Caribou, Prescott Isle, or Holton. I'm gonna guess you're gonna go ahead and say Holton. Holton home environment is the best environment in the county, yeah. Right?
Yeah, definitely. I'd definitely say Holton, then second Prescott Isle.
So what does it take in Holton to get the bleachers out on all four sides? Because it's like the only gym in the county where you got bleachers behind the backboard. Like, what does it take for all four bleachers to come out? And do they ever all come out? Because I know, like, usually the band and, like, the student section is on one end, but you don't normally see it on the far end. Do they ever bring out all four sides of the bleachers in Holton?
Yeah, it happened a couple times, but never for any of my games. It happened for, I remember watching my brother play Hodgson, the town right across. And all the bleachers came out. Everyone in both towns was there that night. That's the only time I can remember with my brother and I playing that the bleachers came out. But yeah, they come out when you're expecting a big, big crowd.
Yeah, what was the deal for that Hodgson game? Was that when they had Hudson?
Yeah. Okay. Chris Hodgson and his brother and all them. It was a big game.
Makes sense. Then I can see that because, yeah, all right. Freshman year, you mentioned you lost your first game, which I find kind of hard to believe because I looked at the overall record. I'm gonna throw this number out there real quick for the folks out there. Overall win loss record, just regular season, 68-4. So only four losses over the course of your regular seasons, and first game of your career was a loss. Who'd you guys lose to?
We lost Prescott Isle back when they had Hannah Graham, Crystal Kingsbury, like all those girls. So coming in as a new team, we weren't quite ready. We only lost by like 12 though, I think. So it wasn't bad for our very first game.
Yeah.
They were definitely good.
That's a really good team. And I'm guessing, yeah. So that makes some sense though. I can buy that. Yeah. So were you thinking like, oh man, like this is going to be more difficult than I thought, like losing your first game right off the bat, or were you kind of okay with them being a good team?
At that moment, we were in Class C my freshman year, and they were like the top of Class B. So I was like, you know what, we kind of stayed with them. I mean, I think if we played them again and we played well, we could even beat them. So I'm like, I was pretty optimistic after that. I mean, it stinks coming out your first game all excited and losing, but I knew we'd turn a switch and win the next one.
Yeah. How long did it take you to get comfortable? Because coming as a freshman, you're jumping up from middle school to high school. You know, it's a little bit faster. It's a little bit bigger, more skilled players. So it probably takes some time for adjustment, but I'm guessing you adjusted quite quickly. Like, how long did it take you to figure out exactly what you were doing and get comfortable out there?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much my whole life, I've played up a grade or two.
Yeah.
Right from the beginning, second grade, as I told you, the deadline or the age limit for AYBL is third grade, and I always played up with older girls on my team like Natalie Hill, Katie Kahn, and Chelsea General. I mean, ever since I was little growing up, I always played with them. So kind of going into high school, it was what I expected because I've always been playing up with older girls. Even in AAU I did. So it was really nothing new, and it was a quick adjustment.
When you went to Prescott Isle that year, did you get them back, or was it the other loss that year?
No, two losses to Prescott Isle that one year.
What was it like going into Prescott? Because like I said, like when we mentioned like the best like venues to go into, the best gyms in the county, like it's Prescott, Caribou, Holton. What do you remember about going into Prescott? Because that's a really, really, really great program, not just for the county, but when it comes to across the entire state, like Prescott Girls Hoops is the real deal. What do you remember most about going into Prescott for the first time?
I mean, whenever we go there, it's always just a packed gym, and their band is louder than any band I've ever heard. I definitely was nervous a little bit. I'm playing with my good friend who I played AU with, Emily Wheaton. So obviously I wanted to kick her butt. but yeah, I mean, I was definitely intimidated, but I mean, after a few years, once you get over it, it's like, it's like a joy to play in the gym with all that pressure and all that noise. It's nice.
Absolutely. I'm getting sad that we're missing out on high school basketball right now, because we should be right in the middle of it. And like, talk about going into Presque Isle, and normally like some of these games are broadcasted right on local TV up there in the county. We're missing out on all that. It's a shame, but really? Presque Isle, two losses during the regular season, but I'm guessing going into the tournament as a high seed. What do you remember most about your first tournament run? This would have been in the, you didn't play in the auditorium. That would have been way before you, but
didn't get to play there.
Yeah. What do you remember most about your first tournament run?
I remember that we were really good. I remember we went through right through the northern side pretty easily. But I remember the state championship was tough. We played Marinacook. They had a girl named Christine Miller on there. I think she scored like 30 plus points on us. We were winning, and they kept coming back. And I remember like, it was just a tough game, but it was really cool to get that first state championship win.
Yeah, what's it like being a spectator, going to games as a kid, and then actually being out there for the first time? Do you have anything that kind of sticks out in your mind when you look back, like, oh man, like I used to come watch these, now I'm here. Like, is there one thing about it that kind of sticks out?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the people that work there, I've known since I was just a little kid, like a lot of the MPA directors and stuff. So I think it was cool. One of them, before I went out, it started my very first game there. He'd always give me a fist pump before I'd go out on the game. He did it every single game after that. So, I mean, that was something that kind of stuck out as cool. Kind of the regulations at the Cross Center make it so you have to, like, run out at a certain time. You can't really go anywhere. But, I mean, other than that, it was cool. Like, my first experience, my brother played – there before I did at the Cross Center. So my first experience was actually as a fan.
Okay. How about cutting down the net for the first time? Any idea what you were doing? Were you nervous? Were you just thinking, don't mess up? Like, what do you remember most about cutting down nets for the first time?
Yeah, I had no idea what I was doing. I thought you cut it down with scissors, and then my freshman year you go up on the ladder, and they have at the Cross Center, they have a little wire that you pull out.
Yeah.
But luckily there's a guy there that told you how to do it. But afterwards I'm like, okay, it's off. Like, what do I do? And then I was like, okay, I'll just clean it.
So as a freshman, were you allowed? Like, they let you go down there and take the net down as a freshman?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I got a net freshman year. Yep.
Any idea
where? There's four. Two Northern Maine, two state. So yeah.
Any idea where those nets are right now? Do you still have any of the nets that you cut down?
Yeah, they were both in my room.
And do you still just brush them out, like bust them out and wear them randomly from time to time? Like when you're feeling sad, you just put it on and wear it around the house?
No, they're in a nice little shadow box, so I can look at them whenever I want, with a bunch of pictures and all my medals.
There you go. So you win a state championship your freshman year. You're just thinking, we're going to do this the next 3 years. We're going to go 4-for-4. I'm not going to lose while I'm here. Was that the thought process?
100%, like, no doubt in my mind. I was like, okay, we're gonna be the next Washburn, like, bring it on.
Yeah. And then you guys jumped classes like back and forth pretty much all 4 years, right? Did you go like CB, something like that?
Yeah, we were C, then B, then B, then C.
So coming, I was looking it up today. I was like, what, this doesn't make any sense. But coming back for your sophomore year, like, moving up to B, was that kind of like the challenge? Like, okay, like, yeah, we won it in C, but I want to show everyone that we're no joke. Like, winning it one in B, like, that'd be pretty cool to go C to B.
Yeah, I think we're pretty pumped for the challenge, to be honest. I mean, we knew we were really good. We didn't lose a single senior from my freshman year team that won. So, like, coming in, we were like, all right, we're so ready for this challenge. And it was really fun to play better teams in Class B.
Yeah, and then also you get a chance to kind of go up against Prescott, right? I don't think you guys actually met in the tournament, but those games probably took on more meaning during the regular season, just because you were competing for heel points and stuff like that. I'm guessing sophomore year, did you get a victory versus Prescott?
Oh, yeah, they didn't beat us sophomore year.
Okay. And is that the one game that you look forward to most each year? Was it Prescott? Like, that's the game. That's the one that matters the most?
Prescott or Herman, probably, if we're in Class B, yeah.
Okay. What were some of these other schools you guys picked up? Because it's going to be a different schedule moving from C to B. What were some of the schools you guys picked up that were kind of just new?
Herman. We played like Foxcroft, Old Town, Orno. I know I'm missing quite a few, but that's just a few of them. Central moved up with us, I believe, to Class B.
Okay. A
So Central too. Yeah.
lot of times when you're talking to Southern Maine people, they talk about teams from the north, they talk about Bangor. They don't realize that there's a whole half the state from Bangor north. So being from the county, when you guys would come down and play some of those like Central Maine teams, could you feel them kind of like looking down upon you because you're coming down from the county? Like, did you get that vibe that they didn't fully respect you because you
Oh,
came from the north?
yeah, you especially felt that disrespect from Herman. I feel like they just hate county teams. They hate county refs. I mean, everything about the county teams, I feel like they're just not a fan.
Yeah. Did you feel like extra motivation whenever you'd come down here to, it's one thing to beat up on teams in the county, but when you travel south, just added, just wanting to beat these teams even more to let them know, like, hey, like we're from the north, but we're the real deal. Like, you got to deal with us. We know what we're doing up there.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, to go, they always say when they come to the county, they're always like, oh, it's the county refs. That's why we lost. So to go beat them in their gym with their refs is that's when it's really fun.
Class B tournament as a sophomore, was it just as smooth? I know you guys made it through and won, but was it a little bit more difficult going through the Class B tournament versus the Class C tournament?
Yeah, it was definitely more difficult. Actually, our semifinal game was probably one of our most difficult games we played. I'm pretty sure in our semifinal game we played Winslow. And we played them growing up, and they were always so tough to beat. So coming into that game, having to play them, we were like, all right, we really got to bring it. And we played really well and beat them by like 15.
And then who'd you guys beat in the States that year?
We beat Gray New Gloucester,
Okay.
GNG.
And were you more confident
Yeah,
climbing the
we actually
ladder?
got to play. Yeah, definitely. We
What?
especially because we played my freshman year and my sophomore year in the Cross Assurance Center because we switched classes, so
Oh,
we didn't have to
yes.
move to the next venue.
Back to back. And okay,
Yeah.
so home games. So a little bit more comfortable the second time around, right? Kind of knew what you were doing a little bit, not so nervous. What's it like
Yeah, we
getting
were comfortable with the court.
What's it like getting interviewed after the game, after you win a state championship and Maine PBS is there, they're broadcasting the games, you come on TV. Like, do you have any idea what you're saying when you answer questions? Are you just like so euphoric and happy because you win a state championship? Because I feel like a lot of times when I watch the interviews, the kids like make no sense in with their answers. And it's not their fault. You just won a state
Yeah.
championship, so you're probably not like really thinking like.
Yeah, I
Any
mean,
idea
I
what?
don't really think you know,
Yeah.
but because you're just excited, like looking for your teammates to celebrate. I mean, you're looking for your family the whole time. This guy's like, all right, we're in the circle, get this interview over with so we can
Yeah.
go celebrate.
Does anyone give a better interview than Rennie Kluke? Is there anyone who touches Rennie Kluke when it comes to being interviewed?
Not in Northern Maine, no.
Shout
He's
out
the
to
go-to
Rennie.
guy.
Still trying to. I want to get Rennie on the podcast at some point. I got to get the Rennie Kluke exclusive and get him on here.
Yeah,
What
definitely.
was the biggest difference in terms of celebrations that Holton threw for you guys, freshman year to sophomore year, Class C state championship celebration versus the Class B state championship celebration? Which one was better?
I don't even know. I think they were pretty much the same. I mean, my brother won the year before. So like Colton at this point, the year before I was a freshman, he won. It was his junior year. So at this point, like they're like, okay, we know this, like we're experienced. So we have the escort by the police and the fire department. You get back to the gym, everyone's waiting there in a line, comes congratulates you. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, the town of Holton was probably like another one. How many of these are we gonna win? All right, this what are we doing here? Can we? You guys probably just got spoiled. But
Yeah.
a good sign for County Hoops, though, right? Because you guys, you mentioned your brother won one, you won two. Washburn was in their run. Prescott Allard won one, I think, too. So like, just Aroostook County just dominating Class C, Class B, Class D. Like, just a really, really talented time. Who were some of the players that you look forward to matching up against? I'm guessing it's probably the kids you grew up with. But who kind of stands out? Like, who brought the best out in you during your time at Holton?
For other team, definitely Emily Wheaton from Presque Isle. Usually I'd always have to guard her, even though I'm a lot taller than her.
Yeah.
So definitely like had to bring my best effort on the defensive end and the offensive end. So that was always a tough game. We definitely had some battles where we both went off, and it was a lot of fun.
Was there anyone who could match up with you physically? I feel like you were just an imposing force. And every time I watched you play, like you were just to the basket, to the basket, to the basket. Like no one would stay in front of you, or like people would just be bouncing off you. Like, was there anyone physically imposing that kind of gave you problems?
Physically, yes. There was a girl I remember on Foxcroft. I have no idea what her name was. My junior year, she was so tall and so strong, and they hadn't put her on me before. We played them like one other time before that. They hadn't put her on me before, so that then they were like, "All right, we're just gonna try it." She was very tall and very strong.
Did you notice any difference in the way teams played you as you kind of progressed? I mean, winning championships freshman and sophomore year, teams are probably going to come at you guys a little bit harder, but also individually being a standout. Did you notice like maybe players coming at you a little bit harder, playing you a little bit more physical? Is that something you noticed as you kind of progressed along?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. And I'd see a lot of different defenses from different teams. Central was pretty known for playing a triangle and two just on me. And Herman played a box and one a lot too. So they'd throw all their players at me. So they'd definitely try to be physical with me.
Did anyone talk shit to you? Do girls do this? Is there shit being talked, or is it just more so like overly aggressive?
No, not in basketball. Had a few experience in soccer, but not basketball, no.
Okay. I gotta ask you this question, being a county boy. We talked about some of the teams that you matched up against and would go against. I'm guessing you guys played Fort Kent. How bad did you beat my Warriors? How bad did you beat Fort Kent when you played them?
Pretty bad.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. I think we played them my freshman year. I don't think we played them my senior year when we were in C, but we only played them once
You
my
just
freshman year. I'm pretty sure it was really bad. So we played them at Fort Kent. So
It's all right. We have our ups and downs. We have moments where we're good and other moments where we're kind of rebuilding. You just caught us in a rebuild year, but that's all right.
well, Fort Kent's always the soccer program. That was
Yes.
always the top team in soccer. We played them in soccer a lot. That was always a tough game.
I wanted to talk some soccer a little bit here at some point too, so we'll get back into soccer momentarily. But coming into your junior year, back-to-back state championships, think you're going to cruise to a third. What happened junior year?
Junior year, I think we lost to Prescott once. That was our one loss on the season going into the playoffs. That was a fluke. We shouldn't have lost. We lost. We messed up at the end of the game. Missed a few box outs. I'll never forget it. Shouldn't have lost that game, but we did. So going in the tournament, one loss, and then a few tough games. And then our second, third best player tore ACL like the game before the
Oof.
state championship. This actually happened in back-to-back years, so that's definitely a part of why we didn't make it all the way, I think. But yeah, it was definitely a rough year because we lost a few good players.
Got back to a state championship though, right? Played Gray in a rematch.
Yep, rematch with Gray, but this time in Augusta.
So are we just gonna
And I
blame it on the home
won
court?
it.
Is that the reason
Yeah,
why
I
we
mean,
lost?
yeah, that's the reason why we lost, because I always lose in Augusta.
Yeah,
But didn't
outside.
lose in Bangor. Never
Yeah.
lost on the insurance center floor.
Is it that much of a different environment? I mean, it seems that the lighting's different. Like it's definitely like different backdrop and stuff like that. And just unfamiliar with it, right? You only probably played there twice, that if that, during your time in high school. What is it about Augusta that just didn't work out quite as well?
I don't know. We'd always go down the week of before both years, and we practiced. I don't know. It's just an older gym. It's got a lot of dead spots. I don't know. It just wasn't for me, I guess. I mean, it's not like I played bad before. It's just bad luck for me in general.
We'll go with that. We'll go with that.
Yeah.
So two out of three to start off your career, but you got one more year, and I'm guessing you want to go out on a high note and it's win a state championship. But I'm also curious, how did you progress as a player during your 4 years? Because you come in, success right out the bat, All-State second team, All-State first team as a sophomore, All-State first team as a junior. What did you do to get better every year? Because, I mean, it's easy to come and have success and kind of just be like, all right, I'm good. But obviously you got better and better. How did you progress as a player during your time from freshman year heading into your senior year?
Yeah, I think from my freshman year going into my senior year, I learned a lot more about the game. I also learned, like, body control. Big part of my game is kind of slithering through the defense, going whatever way.
Yep.
A lot of that is avoiding all the body contact you can, so kind of slithering in between, kind of knowing how to lead in offense. I mean, I play point guard, knowing how to help my teammates be in the right spot. I mean, it's more so of like a mind point where you got to teach your teammates what to do and how to do it, and it's more of a mental game at that point.
Okay, so coming into senior year, you guys drop back down to C. And you're probably thinking, we just kicked ass in Class B for a couple of years. Obviously, we didn't win two state championships, but we won one, and we're right there for a second one. Probably thinking dropping back down to C, like, yes, all right, well, we're gonna close it out with another Class C state championship, right?
Yeah. We lost another big player going into my senior year. She graduated. So we lost a starter. And then we were actually undefeated all the way until the state championship. We didn't lose. And then we played Monmouth in the state championship, and they shot the lights out. It was unbelievable. And that, but also our second and third best player tore her other ACL before that game. So back to back years, we lost our second or third best player.
The ACL injuries.
Right before the state game. So it was just like a huge loss. I swear if she was in there, we would have won both still to this day.
And then was this one in Augusta as well?
Yep.
So ACL injuries in Augusta, just not meant to be.
Nope, something about it.
Yeah. And then closed out your career with a Miss Basketball Award. So didn't get the state championship, but you got the Miss Basketball Award. What do you remember most from that weekend? Did you write a speech ahead of time? Did you have a good feeling that you were going to get it? Were you nervous? What do you remember most from the Miss Basketball Banquet?
Yeah, I definitely wrote a speech beforehand. I think we all did. I was confident going in. I thought I had a good chance of winning it. I definitely remember going up to give my speech and my leg just shaking the whole time. Like uncontrollably shaking. I couldn't stop it. But I mean, it was a really good night, but I couldn't get the cameras out of my face. Like there was no point to like take a deep breath and be like, okay, this really just happened. It was just kind of like craziness.
When did it finally sink in? Did it take a little while? Because, I mean, that's like the best honor, the highest honor you can get. And then to kind of cap off your career with that, did it sink in right away? Or did it take some time for it to sink in?
Yeah, I think I remember going into the car with my brother afterwards and just kind of talking and being like, wow, we're like the first sibling duo to ever get this. And that was a really cool moment.
Yeah, I was going to mention that. So your brother just... Your brother had gone through it a little bit earlier. Did you just copy his speech? Did you ask him for his speech and just kind of tweak it a little bit or what?
No, I wish. I started on my own, tried to come up with something a little funny so I wouldn't be as nervous.
Do you guys ever like argue about who's the better, Mr./Miss Basketball? Like, do you guys kind of like compare your cases to kind of figure out who's the better sibling, Mr./Miss Basketball, like who's king/, I don't know how you would put it, like king, queen, like who's the ultimate main basketball recipient?
Yeah, I mean, we don't necessarily argue about Mr. and Miss Main. We kind of just talk about stats in general and just kind of, we just have little fun arguments about it. Like, I don't think we actually care in the end. It's just kind of joking around with each other.
That is pretty cool though, to be the first sibling duo right there, brother sister combination, and only a couple years apart, right? What, 2-3 years apart?
Three, yeah.
That's crazy. Gatorade Player of the Year as well. Anything special? Do you get anything special when you get Gatorade Player of the Year?
Oh yeah, they give you a really cool trophy, and then they gave me like a really cool backpack, Nike Gatorade backpack. They actually followed me on Twitter for a while, the actual Gatorade account. That was kind of cool.
Wow.
And they also give you $1,000 to give away to a place of your choosing. So I gave it to Fulton Recreation Department, and that was probably the coolest part of the whole thing, being able to give back to where I grew up and where my sports career started.
They don't give you free Gatorade for a year? Nothing like that?
No, they gave me like a water bottle and stuff, but that was
A
it.
water bottle and a backpack. That's what Gatorade gives you for being player of the year.
And a towel, I think.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
The trophy's nice at least, though, right? You said it's a pretty cool trophy.
Yeah, it's a really cool trophy.
Where do these trophies reside? The Bouchard family trophy case must be impressive. Where are all these things in the house?
It's in our basement currently. I'm actually looking at it. We have both of our jerseys, all our 1,000-point balls, all our plaques, Miss Basketball, Mr. Basketball, Gatorade. Yeah.
And your brother got Gatorade Player of the Year as well, right?
No. No, Zach Gilpin and Nick Mayo got it when he was
There
there.
you go. So you have one over him. You got the Gatorade. That I think that's your case right there. You got the Gatorade Player of the Year award to go with it.
Yeah.
Before we get to the Bentley stuff, I want to touch on soccer. So I mentioned all the stuff off the top, like the resume. There's a soccer state championship thrown in there. So technically, you won state championships your first 3 years. It's just that 2017 was a soccer one, and then also like PBC Player of the Year. Like, what's going on here?
I mean, I just love soccer too. I mean, growing up, I always played, AAU soccer at times. Grew up with my coach, Tim Tweedy. He was in the gym with us, I remember, since we were little, working on our skill work. So, I mean, growing up, we were always really good, and it paid off in the end.
I gotta ask you this now. When you guys played four-count in soccer, what was the results there?
My freshman year, they beat us in the what was then the Eastern Maine Championship. Now it's
Yes.
Northern. Yeah, it was snowing so bad. We had to play in Presque Isle on the turf. We were supposed to have home field advantage, but we lost it because of the snow. So we played in Presque Isle, played all the way through the game, all the way through the two overtimes, and nobody was winning still. So we had to go into penalty kicks, and we lost in penalty kicks.
There we go. Shout out to
But
Fort
ever
Kent.
since, yeah, but after that, we avenged ourselves. Like they,
These
after that, we were.
at least we got that over you. We got one at least. We got one major victory.
That was definitely a big soccer rival, Fort
Yeah.
Kent. Yeah,
And
that was big.
I talk about county hoops on here a lot, how county hoops is great, but like county soccer, like that's maybe, I don't know, as good. It might be right on par though. Like when it comes to just rivalries and talent and environments, like county soccer is no joke as well, right?
Definitely.
Before we get to college, I had one more thing I wanted to get to, and I'm drawing a blank now, so hopefully it'll come back to me before we get there. But you chose Bentley, right? And Bentley had long been the home for Maine boys players to go to, including your brother who made his way down there. So why did you choose Bentley?
I chose Bentley because growing up, actually, I'm not sure that a lot of people know this. I have two uncles who are my mom's brothers who live in Waltham, where Bentley is. So growing up, my whole life, like I'd always been around that area, like I was so familiar with it. So when they kind of showed interest and my brother was already going there, I was like, definitely, like that's definitely where I want to go. And like Bentley women's basketball is, they win all the time, and they have great coaching staff. It's one of the best business schools in the nation. I mean, it's kind of a pretty easy choice.
The valedictorian just came out in you because I think you're my first guest when I asked about the college decision. You mentioned the academics. Like, yeah, the academics are really good there too. So that makes sense. Did you have dreams or aspirations growing up to go play D1? Because you hear that a lot of times, like my goal is to go play Division One basketball. I want to go play Division One basketball. Was that important to you, or was it more so just finding a good home where you could play good basketball, good education? Like what ultimately came down to choosing Bentley versus maybe going to a bigger school?
Yeah, I mean, I think overall, I wanted what was the right fit. I didn't really care what division it was because, I mean, it's still a big commitment no matter where you go. But yeah, I definitely considered academics a lot because looking into the future, like I'm gonna have to get a job once I graduate. So I
It's
kind of want to
important.
put myself in the
Yeah.
best position to be successful. So I mean, Bentley was kind of a no-brainer, and then to play in one of the best D2 conferences in the nation, I mean, it's kind of a no-brainer. It's basically like playing D1. I mean, I'm sure we could beat some D1 teams. It's a really competitive league.
Absolutely. What was it like kind of I don't want to say starting over, but in a way, it's sort of in a sense where you're jumping up to, you know, a different level, playing against girls that, you know, they were all the best where they came from. And now you're kind of thrown into that altogether. What was it like for you just kind of getting to a new place and kind of having to earn your spot, kind of start over in that regard?
Yeah, it's definitely a big change. The biggest change is like playing around really good players. Like growing up, you're not used to everyone being able to do everything and to be really skilled. It's definitely like a culture shock at the beginning. I mean, the girls are bigger than you, stronger than you, but it's just kind of like paying attention, working hard. With college, a big part of it is like learning new things like the shot clock, stuff like that. Like you just have to pay attention and learn a lot your first year.
And then you had some success as a freshman. You're playing about 20 minutes a game, about 8 points per game. So definitely getting some playing time and stuff like that. And then sustain an injury, probably for the first time in your life, right? And I think I know why. Like, it's just a Holton thing. ACL injuries, right? Yours just happened to happen the year after you left Holton versus being in high school. But the ACL injury is that they followed you just, down to Bentley. So what was it like going through a major injury for the first time in your life?
It was tough. It was really hard. It was a huge learning point for me. I mean, I'll talk about it with anyone. It was a really hard time for me, but I think in the end, it made me become a better person, even though I went through a lot of pain and obviously a surgery and all that. But I think overall, like I sat on the sideline, I learned a lot from the sideline based on from a different viewpoint of what my coach is trying to show us, like what my teammates are doing. So I learned a lot about our offense and stuff like that. So, I mean, although I couldn't play, it was a good learning point for me.
You always hear people talk about, you know, I'm coming back better. I'm stronger than I was before. My ACL is better than I was before. This, that. Is that really a thing? Do you come back bigger and better than before, or do you just get your ACL back to where it needs to be so you can continue playing?
I mean, I think, like, I still don't have my leg at full strength. I mean, I think it takes years and years and years to get it back fully. I think you learn more mentally. I think it makes you stronger and bigger and better in that aspect.
Okay. And then you come back for your sophomore year. Did you miss any time at all, or did you rehab and get back in time to start sophomore year?
So I rehabbed. I actually have horrible luck with injuries now, actually. I rehabbed. Got back to preseason, was about a month and a half away from the season. And I'm in practice playing 5v5, and my shoulder just pops out of place. Like, nobody touched me. My shoulder just popped out of place, so dislocated my shoulder. So I had to sit out for, like, a month or two after that. So
for that long? I was reading about the injury today, but I didn't realize you were out for that long.
Yeah, no, I was out for a while. They just wanted to make sure, like, I built up enough scar tissue so, like, it wouldn't happen again. Because if it happens again, they told me I'd have to have surgery. So just wanted to be cautious. Yeah.
So you battled back from that, and then COVID hits. And did your season get cut short, or had you guys wrapped up conference play and conference tournaments and all that stuff by the time it all came down?
Yeah, so, yeah, I played most of the season, and then I got really bad shin splints and was, like, in a boot on and off. So I played, but I missed a few games every once in a while. But we made it till the end of the season, finished our regular season, played our one playoff game in the NE10, and we lost. And then the regional rankings came out later on, and we didn't make regional somehow. I don't get how, but we didn't. So our season was technically over. We didn't end up having to travel to Adelphi for regionals or anything, but we should have. Still a little salty.
Yeah, it sounds like it a little bit. And then COVID kind of continued into this year. So still not playing. Had the season happened, were you back at full strength? Were you ready to roll? Did you feel good heading into this year in terms of where you're at physically?
Yeah, I actually had a stress fracture in my shin at the beginning of the season.
They just keep piling up these injuries.
Oh, yeah, I know. So actually I probably wouldn't have been like full go at the beginning of the season when it would have started. So, I mean, now I'm just – it's really just a focusing on my health at this point. I mean, this probably is good for me, even though it sinks with the season. was canceled, I think it's good for me to fix my body up and get myself right for next season.
Yeah, so you got plenty of time, right? You still have until the fall basically to get ready. So what are you doing right now in terms of staying ready? I know gym space is tough to come by, especially down there in Southern Maine where things are a little bit more restricted than they are in other parts of the state. So what are you doing to stay ready, and how do you plan on getting ready this summer, like heading into the fall?
Yeah, right now I've been still rehabbing my shin, so I'm really gradually returning. Like, I'm not trying to rush anything because there's really no point. So I've just been doing jumping exercises, and I've been gradually starting to run again. So every once in a while, like, I can shoot, but like, I'm not supposed to do it more than 3 times a week. So my dad is a principal at a middle school here, so I'll get in every once in a while, and I can shoot, I can lift, but right now it's just mostly focusing on strengthening my leg.
Must be nice to have a father who can just give you gym time whenever you want. I mean, you've had it pretty much your whole life, it sounds like.
Yeah, no, it's very nice. And over the summer, I have no idea what I'm doing at this point. Could be taking classes. I'm not even sure where I'm going to be. But regardless, get somewhere in to do a workout, get on some program at some place. I mean, maybe I'll even stay and work out at Bentley. We'll see.
See what happens. And real quick, yeah. What are you majoring in?
I'm majoring in marketing right now, yeah.
Might have to hire you on as an intern to market this podcast and take me to the next level here. Maybe we can set up a summer internship. It's probably not going to be paid, but, we'll see if we can work something out.
Yeah, we'll see.
Before we get up out of here, I just want to hit on some random topics. So I mentioned how Bentley had been the home for a lot of the main guys. That's where they would go. But now it's becoming the home for Maine girls, right? So yeah. Maggie Whitmore and Brooke Obar arrived there this past fall. Did you have any saying in the recruiting? Like, did you do anything to try to get these Maine girls to get down there?
Yeah, I mean, my coach always jokes about there being some kind of a Maine connection. I mean, everyone knows someone. I remember we were eating lunch with Brooke Obar and her mom, and her mom was mentioning someone, and I was like, oh, I know them. Like, I actually am like really close family friends with them. And it's just like, it's funny how there's always a connection. So I think definitely I had a part in that. I mean, you always make connections no matter where you go. But yeah, I mean, we have a big main connection. Even Tiana Jo Carter is on our coaching staff now. She's a grad assistant from Lake Region. So
there we go.
Yeah, and Amanda Bontu is coming next year. So I mean,
say, you got Amanda going down there next year too. So yeah, you guys are going to be good. All kinds of main connections. I want to hit on a couple county questions here before we get up out of here as well. So I know you're probably going to say when it comes to certain things, Holton does it best, best fans, best gym, best band, this, that. So I want you to give me an answer, and it can't be Holton on these topics, right? So if you got to pick a school besides Holton for these, I want to know who it is. So best band, not in Holton.
Man, you're killing me to say this.
It's tough.
No, I just don't. I mean, I'll give it to Presque Isle, even though I don't want to.
Here we go. We're gonna give Prescott some love. How about who's got like the most difficult fans to play in front of? Like, who's just like a really good crowd?
Prescott.
Oh man. How about like nicest gym? Who's got the best gym besides Holton?
Well, I only played 3 county teams, 4 if you count Hodgson. I'm going to give it to Caribou's new gym just because they got a new gym and I don't want to give it to Presque Isle. So
there you go. We'll spread it around a little bit. How about the worst bus trip? Because that's the thing about county teams is we have to hop on the bus and we have to drive sometimes. So what's like the worst bus trip?
To a county team or?
You could just be anything, because I mean, we, you know, usually got to travel downstate. So not including tournament games. So it can't be like a tournament site, but like regular season game. What was like the worst road trip?
All right, I'll give you 2. County, by far, Fort Kent. Terrible ride. Fort Kent or Madawaska.
Yeah.
And then not county, probably Foxcroft, Callis, or Washington Academy.
Oh, those are some love. Try being from Fort Kent and having to drive there. Try having an extra 2 hours on top of what you do. How about the best place to get food after a road game? I'm going to tell you mine. because I forget what it's called, but it's been a while since I've been there. But Caribou, right across the street from Caribou, that little bakery gas station thing.
Yeah.
That's my favorite spot. That was my favorite spot. What's like your favorite spot to get food after a game? Like when you guys would stop, pull up on the bus, like where was the best place?
Well, I wouldn't usually ride the bus home, but my family and I would usually go to Pat's Pizza after we played Presque Isle or Caribou. That's definitely one of my favorites. I mean, I always look forward to that.
Okay, that's a good one. We mentioned how you and your brother are the only brother, sister, Mr. Miss basketball combination in history. But there's a lot of good brother sister combos, right? And some of them came up from the county when you guys were coming up. You got the Worcesters from Washburn, the Sokobies from Holton. They could put together a good little brother sister combo. Is there a better brother sister combo than you and your brother?
I mean, I really can't think of anything. I don't know. I mean, if you compare awards, probably not.
Oh, there we go. The awards speak for themselves right there. Okay. Last thing before we get up out of here, I always give my guests a chance to have the floor. If there's anything I missed on, anything you want to clear up, anything you want to hit on before we get up out of here, this is your chance. The floor is yours before we get up out of here.
I mean, other than I think we should have won 4 straight. I mean, no.
There you go. Still salty about it. Still eats you up to this day.
A little bit, yeah.
Okay. How about this? One more for you before we get up out of here. So if you had to change schools, let's say for your senior year, and for whatever reason, you couldn't stay at Holton, you had to go and join another county team. If you had to change county schools, where would you have gone for your senior year?
Oh my goodness. I mean, all these answers are always Presque Isle, but like, I don't want to go to Presque Isle.
No, don't pick Presque Isle. It doesn't need to be Presque Isle. You could just go across and go to Hodgson. You can go next door to Hodgson. Maybe like Southern.
We'd be good at Presque Isle, though. Me and Emily Wheaton together would be good. I mean, I'd want to play with Emily Wheaton. Maybe she should come to Holton.
There we go. Maybe we can work that out. And how about this? If you got to pick 4 of the girls from the county during your time, like if you want to form a county team and be like, all right, we're going to take on anybody in the state because we just got it like that. We're good like that. Who are you picking county girls to form a 5?
Okay. Emily Wheaton, Anna Graham, Chandler Jarrett, Mackenzie Worcester, and myself.
That's a five right there. I'd take that 5 against any of the 5 too right there. That's good. Shout out to Colleen for coming through on big time. I really, really appreciate it. And hopefully things get back to normal. Hopefully you can get back down to Bentley, maybe start playing, get healthy, and bounce back for what is it going to be? Is it still going to be your junior year? Do you basically get an extra year of eligibility because of all this?
Yeah, everyone's given an extra year. So, yeah.
So athletically, you'll be going into your junior year, but it's academically your senior year or something like that, right? Something along those lines.
Yeah, definitely.
There we go. Shout out to Colleen, and hopefully it all works out, and we wish you the best of luck. And I want to see how this whole main thing works out because you mentioned Amanda getting down there next year too. So all kinds of talented girls. We'll see if that Bentley train, that main train to Bentley keeps going. But that's going to do it for this week's episode of Big Time Hoops, the podcast. Wherever you get your podcast, do me a favor, go ahead and just rate the podcast if you get a chance. Just scroll to the bottom, give me 5 stars. I'm trying to get these ratings up, so do that. And make sure you check out all of our previous episodes if you've missed them. But I'll be back next week with another big-time episode of Big Time Hoops, the podcast. And Rennie Kluke, if you're listening, let's make this happen. Let's get Rennie on the podcast, but it's going to do it. We'll see you next time.